The city of Nenana could get $75,000 if the governor signs off on the finalized capital budget bill. The money will go toward a study that would line out the benefits and pitfalls associated with creating a new borough or incorporating the interior community into an existing borough. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Nearly 380 people live within Nenana's city limits, but it doesn't lie within the boundaries of any of Alaska's 18 boroughs. The city itself does levy its own property taxes, and it manages its own school district.
Nenana is like the last of the communities of old Alaska.
Jason Mayrand has served as Nenana's mayor for 11 years. Mayrand says arguments about organizing the city into a borough have come up often during his tenure as mayor.
Every 3 or 4 years or so, it kind of pops up, and there's a few meetings about it, and eventually it just kind of fades away. And we're kind of in one of those cycles again right now, but I think there's a little bit more consideration to see if it's something that we really want to do.
As far as Mayrand sees it, the $75,000 study will explore 5 options for Nenana. The community can remain as is, or it can be annexed by either the Denali or Fairbanks North Star Borough. They could join the Yukon-Koyukuk Borough, or establish a new borough, which may include communities like Tanana, Minto, and Manly. Peter Verhagen is an aide for Representative Alan Dick of House District 6. He's lived in Nenana since 1986. He says all 5 options have serious socioeconomic impacts.
If one of our neighboring boroughs was to annex us, how much involvement would community members be able to have in what happens? You know, Nenana's a pretty split community as far as Native and white, but an awful lot of people consider it a village. And there's a lot of connections between our community and Nenana and Minto and Tanana and up and down the Tanana and the Yukon rivers.
There are no details about who will lead the study or how it will be conducted. Mayor Mayrand says he expects the whole process to take between 5 and 7 years. The governor hasn't yet signed off on the money, which is included in next year's fiscal year capital budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.